Off the ball. Rugby.
What Jory Barrett has brought to the club, the performances he's had, the punch that he gives, is another dimension on what Robbie's game is. That's the reality.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Murray Tehan, PWC, GA, GPA, Camogie Player of the Month. How are you?
Well, not too well now. How are you?
That was the April award that you're after winning. What was it like winning a bit of silverware with Offaly, Division 2 champions? You're obviously player of the match that day against Derry.
Yeah, actually, look, it was absolutely brilliant. That's the, I suppose, the first bit of adult silverware we've gotten in quite a while. It's my first bit of silverware at adult with Offaly, and it's just fantastic. Look at it, it's a competition, I suppose, where we targeted there at the start of the year, that we were especially after last year, the girls going so well, getting to an All-Ireland semi-final, to come in this year, that's what we were targeting, that we wanted to win silverware. And we had gone well throughout all the matches. We were putting up good scores, had some tough matches in fairness as well, but we just wanted to, I suppose, finish off that campaign then with a win as well. And so look, at Derry were a strong team on the day. We got the scores, I suppose, at the right times as well, and that helped us. But yeah, it was great. Absolutely brilliant to win it.
You mentioned it being your first bit of silverware with Offaly, so congrats on that. You're an Offaly, let's get this clear, you're an Offaly woman through and through, right?
But absolutely.
The quirk of playing with the Moneygall club and being on the border there with Tip is that you actually went to Tip trials as a kid and ended up going through the Tip system and winning loads of titles. And I think you had All-Ireland success underage and obviously playing at senior level as well. So just talk to us a little bit about that, if you don't mind. What's that like? Like, psychologically, what's that like as an Offaly person representing Tip?
Yeah, well, I suppose like that, when I was underage, when I was under 14, and you're being sent to county trials, as all through every county, that's what happens. I suppose the option wasn't there for us to play for Offaly. It was just you're sent to trials, and I was lucky enough to be selected from my club to be sent, and I was lucky enough then to, I suppose, get on to those teams. But yeah, it's, I suppose, and then like that, I suppose I was looking at my own club mates, the likes of Mary Ryan and Julie Kerwin, who had, have been playing with Tip, and you kind of just want to, I suppose, you just want to play at the highest level, when you're that age. So you don't really look at, I would have obviously, if Offaly had been the option, that would have, I suppose, would have been where I would have, my heart would have lay and I would have gone, but that was an option at the time. And then it was actually Niamh Larkin, a girl from my club, looked into it and figured out that we were able to actually play for Offaly because of our addresses, I suppose, are Offaly, so we still can, even though obviously like that the club is playing in Tip. And she kind of paved the way for myself and for I suppose like that, now the choice is there for the younger girls in the club to have that choice to go play for Offaly or Tip
God, it's mad, really, isn't it? Like that, it took a player to maybe discover that element of it. And I'm sure, like, there's loads of clubs around the country that are on a border or a split or half in one place, half in another. And I can imagine it didn't make much of a difference to you growing up. You were just trying to play at the top level.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like that.
And with your friends.
Yeah, you just want to play in like that. You go to these trials and, you're obviously, it's completely something completely new, at that point, because obviously you'd only be used to playing with your club, and you're going in competing against all these other players from all over Tipperary. So you just, I suppose, want to see how you get on with it, I suppose. But yeah, I suppose kind of the older I was getting, the more I was kind of a little bit it's not my county. And look at Tip were fantastic to me all the way up along, up underage and everything. Not to never anything against them, but when you get that call, that your county is looking for you to play, it was very hard for me to say no to that. And I had taken a break, I suppose.
Yeah.
I needed a break from Camogie in general. I was putting an awful lot of pressure on myself, and I just felt I needed that break myself. I was gone to college and stuff, and I suppose then, after that, then the year I took out, after that, I got the call from Offaly, and yes.
This week on Diverted.
Sí, well,
¿Cuándo tienes tiempo en Argentina? Es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club. And we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Had you fallen out of love with the game a little bit?
Yeah, I had. Yeah, I'd say it's kind of like that. Put a lot of pressure on myself to perform. Probably wasn't maybe going as well as I was expecting of myself. And I just wasn't enjoying it. And I like that. I took that break that year, and the way it worked out, actually, our club wasn't going too well either at the time. So we ended up, I'd say one or two matches that of Camogie that entire year. And I actually went off and played a bit of soccer, and just there was no pressure on me at all, or like from myself. There was never, you know, that it's that internal pressure. It was never really anything external. But I just felt, and I just kind of got that break that I needed. And then, yeah.
The spark was lit again, and obviously the call came from Offaly. Are you an attacker in soccer as well, or are you, because like David Clifford, obviously, you know, a forward in football, was a centre back in soccer when he played underage.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have the height now for centre back, I don't think, to be honest with you. It would have been a kind of an attacking midfield, like wing, centre strike or whatever. I wouldn't really mind, to be honest with you, where I played.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, it's just the situation, I suppose, in Camogie at the minute. The conversation is dominated by proceedings off the field, with the, I suppose, the manner in which the Scorts issue has been dealt with and has blown up over the last couple of days. It's an ever-evolving situation. As we're talking right now on Tuesday, the latest is that the GPA have tabled a motion to bring to Special Congress later. It's later this week? No, it's Thursday week, isn't it? Thursday week. So, and you've actually just been added to the GPA National Executive Committee last night as well. Just before we get into the Scort side of things, what drives you to get involved in that and to put yourself into that position?
Well, I suppose like that, you see the work that the GPA are doing, and particularly the National Executive Committee, that they're doing for players. And like that, I suppose, particularly with what's going on now at the moment, the player's voice is so important. And just to be able to represent players is something, I suppose, I'd feel strongly about, that we should have a voice. And like that, look, I was delighted to be nominated and delighted to be, I suppose, added to that committee. So I'm looking forward to working with them. They do fantastic work. Yeah.
Where do we start on this? Because the weekend itself, we had the Waterford and Cork players obviously saying that they were going to wear shorts in their game at the weekend and they would deal with it afterwards. The game was pulled at 16 hours notice. I can't imagine what that's like as a player to have a provincial final pulled at that notice. Then I believe the Offaly and Dublin minor sides decided to wear shorts. There's a photo of them taken. As far as I'm aware, they were then told to go back into the dressing room and change back into Scorts and come out and play the game in Scorts. So it was similar to what happened the previous week with Kilkenny in Dublin. What's it like on the ground for you? Obviously, having a voice in with the GPA and hearing what's happening in other counties as well as Offaly. What's your perspective on this so far, Mairead?
Well, I think like it's absolutely brilliant, in fairness, that the girls and players are stepping up and I suppose giving voice to this. Like, it has been a concern for a number of years with players. And like that, obviously it wasn't passed at the Congress last November. But it's brilliant to see girls actually just taking a stand and saying, like, look, like, listen to us. Like, we want to be heard on this matter. We want a choice in what we wear. We're not comfortable with what we're currently wearing. We're the ones that have to wear these skirts. And if we're not comfortable with it, we should have a say in that. It's absolutely brilliant to see all the teams around the county and or the country. And I know, obviously, not everyone has had matches or has been able to protest in certain ways or whatever, but like that, the support is there across the board, and yeah, it's brilliant to see.
Do the players realize that the power is in their hands? Do you think that feeling has, did it feel like that? Or I suppose when your delegates are voting against what you were saying, do you know, like the GPA surveys came out last year, I think it was 70% felt uncomfortable, 86% or so wanted a choice, and then the vote goes 54, 46, I believe, in 24. So do the players feel like they have the power, or is it the maybe the backing you've got publicly that have possibly given that backing?
Yeah, well, I think that like it's fantastic now that there is a special Congress called for next week, but we don't have any real like that any real power now from here on. Like the last couple of weeks, I suppose we've shown that there is power in the player voice, and I suppose in what we can do to like that promote ourselves, I suppose, and kind of what we want. But I think now it falls back on the delegates and on the county boards to actually push this motion through and to listen to what the players are asking for. And it's countrywide, like, it's we want a choice. Like, it's not we're not trying to, I suppose, dictate or anything like that, but it is something that you feel uncomfortable playing in the sport, and we should have that choice whether we wear what we wear. The delegates need to, I suppose, listen to what's happening around the country and listen to the players and the people who are the backbone of the association at the end of the day.
Like, I was listening to Camogie President Brian Molloy on Sunday on Radio 1, and he said he had a personal view for choice, but he said that he's heard and had a lot of contact from women who want to keep wearing skirts. But like, it's just about choice. Isn't that all you're asking for here? Is the choice to be able to choose?
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with wearing the skirts if you feel comfortable in them and if you want to wear them and like that. I know from with the GPA talking with the different reps and stuff, like there's some counties are like the majority of our squad are happy enough to keep wearing them. They don't mind them or whatever. But then like that, there's an awful lot of squads where girls aren't comfortable in them. And like that, even talking to your own club mates, talking to the girls on the teams, on each of the teams, like their club mates, like it's a thing where we just want to have a choice. And like that, if you want to stay wearing the skirt, you can stay wearing the skirt. If you want to wear shorts, then to have the choice to wear shorts, that's all I suppose we're asking for, is to have that choice to do that and to feel comfortable playing like Camogie, and not to be worrying, I suppose, about how you're feeling and what you're wearing and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, I know. Imagine prepping for a provincial final and having that fear. Or stress. Like, it's stressful enough trying to get ready for a game, I'm sure.
It is, yeah. Look at it like that, I suppose. Like last weekend's Munster final obviously being called off at late notice, and then I don't know what's happening with the Leinster final this weekend. Like that's stuff that girls, you don't need it in the build up to a match. Like, you don't need to be trying to, I suppose, kind of think about all that, like other outside stuff. There's enough like that, as you said, there's enough stress as is on players, just trying to get, I suppose, focused and prepared and everything. So yeah, it is, it's hard.
Yeah, you mentioned the Leinster Camogie final is on Sunday. Obviously, Special Congress isn't until the Thursday afterwards. Your All-Ireland series doesn't begin till the 31st of May. Like, how do you see the next few days playing out?
I honestly don't know. I'd hope that with Kilkenny and Wexford in the Leinster final, that if they're going to call off the match, that they call it off with a lot more notice than they gave Cork and Waterford last weekend. Obviously, look, I think it should go ahead. I feel like, and the girls, if they're comfortable to wear the shorts, they should be wearing shorts if they want to do that, and give them the choice to do that. But like, because even just in terms of fixtures, I don't know when that Munster final or when the Leinster final will be played again. Like, it's a very congested fixtures schedule, I suppose, up until the end of July, middle of August. So yeah, it's hard to see when those matches, if they do get pulled, are going to be played again.
Yeah. Well, Marie-Tine, very best of luck with Offaly on the field this year. Hopefully, by the time you're out in the All-Ireland series, this issue has just been sorted, like, because it's ludicrous to
Yeah,
be
it
thinking
was.
about playing equipment and what you're wearing when you're trying to compete at the highest level in sport in this country. So hopefully that's all sorted. Well done on the PwC GAGPA award for April.
Thank you very much.
And best luck for the rest of the summer. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.